Welcome to the Zilab podcast series on e-discovery and information management technology. My name is Brenda Mahidi, and in this episode, we'll address the importance of the XML format for proper information management. Dr. Jan Schultes will discuss the virtues of XML and how it relates to hot-button issues like compliance and e-discovery. For those of you who don't already know him, Jan is a professor at the University of Maastricht in the Netherlands, and he's the Chief Strategy Officer for Zilab. Jan, would you mind starting with a definition of XML and why it's a best practice for information management?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, XML, as you can see in the slide, stands for Extendable Markup Language. It's a standard developed many years ago by the World Wide Web Consortium, and it's a truly independent file format that's not owned by any vendor or anybody. So nobody is in a position to make this their proprietary standard. It's a timeless, it's an open format. You can read it without the aid of any special program. So even 1,000 years from now, people can open an XML file and read the content without any special software. And what you can do is you can use it to unify all kind of different file formats, native file formats. It's very useful to handle both the content of a file or the meta information related to a file. And it can also be used to store data in a secure environment. You can add hierarchy, you can add structure to it. It's extremely flexible. You can always add additional key field or meta information at a later moment in time without the need to have to change your entire database definition. So XML is truly a open, sustainable file format. If you go to the next slide, actually I have an example here of to make it a little bit more tangible, of a particular data set. There's a question here. Who was the 42nd president of the United States, which is then closed by another question / question marker, which you can see it's very similar to what we used to have HTML, or actually this all originates from what we used to have HTML. But XML has the additional benefit that you can structure different layers. You can also have a hierarchy in your data, and you can see here in this XML file that actually the answer is tagged with William Jefferson Clinton. And that's the end of the quiz, where we close it with the quiz. And typically what you can have multiple questions, you can have multiple quizzes. It's very open, and really the true benefit is that you can actually read it without the need for any additional program. So it's truly open and sustainable. Okay, now if you look at XML and if you want to see where the benefits really come to, one of the main benefits is what we call digital sustainability. I once talked to the director of litigation support from the National Archives in Washington, and he told me that the National Archives was actually more of kind of the largest computer museum on the planet, because what they have to do is for a lot of proprietary binary data from the 60s, they still have to keep the original computers running because otherwise they no longer have access to data from what occur, for instance, like NASA lunar landing devices. And that makes it, of course, very, very expensive for them to archive all this binary digital contents. Now, what you can do with XML, this is also one of the reasons why the National Archives and Record Administration, but also all of the other National Archives worldwide except XML, is that if you store data in XML, you can almost store any type of data you want in that particular format, and it's sustainable. You know, 1,000, 10,000 years from now, people will have access to this data even without the need of special hardware or special software, as it was the case with many older information archives. Another benefit is that you don't need a database. What you can do is you don't need a database driver. You can just store all of the files, all of the information in individual XML files. You can have one record one file per record. And then you can search these type of repositories with just any full text search engine that's available. And search engines that support different special support for XML search can also make particular searches and benefit from the hierarchy of the data. Another benefit is that XML is very scalable. One of the problems you see is if you have a database and you store, for instance, maybe the state of the art today is that you can store 10 billion records in a database. Once you store 100 billion records, the database doesn't perform anymore. Now, and this has been the case with databases always. There's always more data than that fits in a particular database, especially if the data is also unstructured and of variable size. Now, one of the big benefits of XML is that you just store all these records in the file system, and if your file system is full, you just plug in a second file system in parallel, and that's where you start storing your data. And if you have a scalable search engine, you can make all this data searchable without the need for a expensive or large database device. Now, of course, the benefits are that if you don't need the database, you also don't need the licenses for the database. You don't need the additional licenses if you want to scale up your database. You don't need to pay the maintenance and support for these databases. It's probably going to be much faster. But also very beneficial is that if you use the file system to store your data, you also don't need expensive backup software. Because one of the problems with a database is that you can only back up the database unless you shut the database down, or if you're going to back up the database record by record by record. And there's, all of this, or if you want to, for instance, encrypt data in a database, for all of this additional functionality, the database vendors will charge you additional money. If you store your data in XML, you don't suffer from these type of additional hidden costs. What you can do is that you can actually use any open source or any free available tool to encrypt your data or to back up your data. You don't have to worry about all the things that you have to worry with a database. So it really reduces your cost and your backup costs and all your other hidden storage costs. And as a result, it makes it a more cost-effective, more scalable solution. And it improves, so archiving, it improves search, because you're much more flexible with a fast full-text search engine on all of this data than if you are depending on the often limited search tools that are available in the database tools. So you can do better search, you can do better retrieval. Altogether, especially for applications where data is written once and it doesn't change. So especially in archiving applications or legal or discovery applications where it's written once and it's read many times, you don't need a database. You don't need a database for transaction logging, transaction rollback, because all of these additional types of functionality are not really an issue or a requirement for the type of applications that most of our customers use. And you've already brought up the slide on the next slide on the applications, and this is what you see where you see most benefits. In e-discovery, investigation, and compliance and governments, a lot of the application is related to archiving. So data is written once and then read many times. What you need, for instance, in archiving of email, you just need to have access to the email, but the email is not going to change. In fact, you are not allowed to change the email. Maybe you want to change a couple of key fields related to the email. Maybe if you're doing a legal review, then you want to change some kind of very limited amount of number. And then typically what we would do is that type of information would be stored in a database, but it would be a very simple, very straightforward database with just a couple of key fields, a couple of records. But most of the information would be stored in the XML files. In e-discovery, there's a couple of additional benefits. First of all, in e-discovery, data is often exchanged between parties. Like there's an in-house legal counsel. In-house legal counsel is doing an investigation. They collect information. They organize the data. And then they have to disclose data to either another to their corporate counsel or to corporate counsel from the opposing party. In all these exchanges, XML is a tremendously flexible format, because if you archive all your additional meta information that you want to disclose in XML, And of course, you don't have to disclose everything, but then you don't have to like change or convert the data. All you have to do is export the XML. And this is also one of the reasons why the EDRM organization, the organization that's trying to set standards in the world of e-discovery, has used XML as a data exchange file format, which is, of course, also one of the formats that we support at Xylab. Another thing why this is very important, and you see the same benefit also in investigations, where, you know, police and law enforcement agencies confiscate material, then they need to enrich it, they need to disclose it, and then the lawyers or the prosecutors, they need to use this data. And XML is a great file format to exchange all of the information. There's also a couple of these standards in investigation. There's a XML format, which they call the Global Justice XML format. There's also formats available in libraries. There's a lot of different XML standards. Another big benefit is the scalability. What you see both in e-discovery and investigations is that, you know, every 18 months the amount of data doubles, and every 18 months the databases can no longer keep up with all the data that's out there. And one of the beauty of XML is if you have a huge investigation and your investigation is becoming, you know, twice as large, even huger than huge, then what you can do is you can just buy an additional file system, plug it in parallel, and it scales up and you can search twice as much information. You don't have to buy new databases. You don't have to buy new database licenses. You know, it's very, very scalable. Now, those are really the benefits for e-discovery and investigation. Compliance and governments, it's really the open character, the digital sustainability of XML. Because with XML, what you can do is you don't have to convert your data over and over again every time when your database vendor upgrades to a new version. So what you do is you write your data into XML, and you can leave it there. If you have to keep it 7 years, 10 years, 30 years, or maybe 100 years, you know, it doesn't matter because it's a very open format, and again, even, you know, 100 or 1,000 years from now, people will have access to the data. And those are really the benefits for e-discovery, investigation, and compliance of XML, and that's the reason why we use XML.
And so how does one archive their content in XML? Are they going to make a copy of the file or convert it, or do they just wrap each file with XML code?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question, because that's a question we get a lot. You know, do I have to convert everything to XML? What if I want to open my email and it's stored in XML, can I have access to it? Now, typically the way how we would solve this is that we would store all of the meta information and all of the most relevant information of the file in an XML file, but then we would link it to the original file, whether that's a TIFF or a Word file or an MSG or an Excel or whatever other file format that's the native file format, which is always a 100% copy of the original. But for instance, with a TIFF file, what we will do is when we OCR the TIFF, we make it searchable, we add what we call optical character recognition, then we will store the OCR text also in the XML file, together with meta information and key fields, and maybe also with other identifying information like what is the language, what date and time was this document scanned in. And typically we call that XML and TIFF, typically for paper files or converted paper files, we will have one XML file for a document, and then we will have, you know, one single TIFF file for all the individual pages. For email, we would typically create one XML file which contains the most important information like sender, from, to, and then we would also extract the most important text from the body text, and then we would link to the original MSG, and we would also link to all of the individual attachments. And one of the nice things about XML is that if you happen to have an email and an email and an email, you can completely unpack that structure and make every individual component searchable. Now, we can do the same with native file formats, and we can also do the same with data that's stored in SharePoint and then store the original file, including all of the meta information that's available in SharePoint. Or any database where we take all of the information that's available in the database, which is relevant depending on a particular view, and then archive it with an XML file together with the original file that's attached or that's included in that record. And we would always store this information in the file system. You don't need a database, you don't need an XML database. We would very efficiently store it in the file system with different directories, because the file system is a very, very scalable information store these days. You can store billions and billions of files in the file system, and by smartly using directories and hierarchies of directories, you can store an infinite number of data in the file system. And again, if your file server is full, you just plug in a second file server with a second share, and you know your search engine can easily make everything searchable. If you look at the slide that you popped up now, this kind of shows you how we can do it. You know, there's all this data from all these different sources, from SharePoint or network servers or email servers or you know the cloud or other repositories. And what we can do, it doesn't matter whether it's multimedia, paper, email, electronic files, we can take the data, whatever metadata is available, we store it in the XML file. One of the benefits is that we can also include text mining and other content analytics that allow us to enrich the information. So for instance, we can extract the document properties, or we can apply text mining tools to find entities and extract them. We can extract facts. If you listen to or refer to some of the other podcasts, all of the additional content analytics we can actually edit in this particular XML file. We can even translate a file from whatever language and then automatically store it in the different XML files. So that's really one of the benefits of XML, and then of course you can search the content as part of all of the applications that we discussed.
And so is the XML content stored in a repository at Xylab, or is it on a Xylab-supplied device, or is it on
No, it can be stored on any server, any DVD, any file system that you have. It can be a NAS, it can be a SAN, it can be in the cloud, it can be anywhere. As long as it's a file system that you have access to and that you can write your data in. Everything else is taken care of by the Xylab search engine. So it's very, very flexible. You don't need to select a database driver or any proprietary hardware or operating system in order to solve this.
Okay. Well, Jan, thank you very much for calling in to provide an overview of the benefits of XML. But I'm wondering if, before we go, would you mind making a few remarks about how XML sets Xylab apart from other e-discovery and information management products?
Yeah, no, Xylab has been using XML for almost 10 years now. And I think the most important differentiator it is that it allows us to store data in an open file format. The Xylab repositories are non-proprietary repositories. And if you're in the business of archiving, and especially in the business of long-term archiving, this is a requirement. And this is also why many of our customers, like the United Nations War Crimes Tribunals, and a lot of other institutions that archive data for a very, very long time, sometimes, you know, 20 years, sometimes 50 years, that's why they love the Xylab solution so much, because it stores everything in an open file format. There's no risks that, you know, 10 years from now, you no longer have access to your data. So the open character, the digital sustainability is very important. Second thing is the scalability. XML is so scalable that with Xylab you will never run into the limits of your database. There's also no hidden cost, so it's a very, very cost-effective solution. You don't tie yourself to a database vendor. You have all the flexibility to move your data to another more cost-effective storage system if it's there. And that's another benefit that makes a Xylab solution absolutely unique. So there's lower cost, no database dependency, it's very, very scalable, and best of all, it's extremely open and sustainable.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Jan. I think this is a good stopping point for today's episode, but our listeners can access more information on this topic, including some technical white papers, from xylab.com/podcast23. And please be sure to tune in for our next episode.